Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Sports to the Max. Tony Sana knows a lot about soccer, but I don't know if he's ever played it below zero. And they could do that when U.S. plays Honduras on Wednesday at Allianz Stadium. Tony, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What's the coldest you've played in?
Well, we've practiced in pretty cold weather, but I've never played a game below zero. I played in the very first game with USA when we played Columbus. In a World Cup qualifier, and that's where we're trying to replicate that. But I believe it was like mid-20s in that game.
That's cold enough. Yeah. So explain this game. You've got a role in it on Wednesday night. Explain what's going to happen.
So it's a qualifier, and right now we're in second place, but there's like a four teams that are within 1 point. The top three get an automatic berth to the 2022 World Cup, so finishing the top three. And we lost in Canada a couple of days ago. So this is a really important game for us to get back on track and try to qualify for the World Cup. And I'll be an ambassador for the game and for things I've done in the past and present. And having played in some of these games, it's kind of special that we're coming through Minnesota.
Well, you know, didn't they look, though, and say, hey, that could be a little bit cold?
You know, I think they did on purpose. So, you know, personally, like, you would want to play a team where there's like even. Like if we played USA Mexico, you take another great team where we need the home field advantage.
Yeah,
I think the idea was that we wanted to get a home field advantage versus a South American team. And so, you know,
they did.
They did, right? But I personally think we're better than Honduras. So the cold actually, you know, could be an equalizer if the soccer's not that great.
Good point.
It'll definitely affect them more than it'll affect us.
Well, it also affect the crowd. I mean, you won't have as big a crowd, I'm sure, the colder that it gets. And I don't know if how much home field that way plays into it.
Yeah, you know, there'll be some nostalgia. You know, I mean, this is not a soccer state per se yet, you know. But if you look at the Winter Classic, you know, you hope to get that kind of feeling. People come to Minnesota in the future to experience the cold the same way they go up to Green Bay. And you know, every World Cup qualifier is like a Vikings-Packers game. So, you know, you hope that this is just, you know, part of America is playing in Minnesota, and part of Minnesota is, you know, Minnesota winters.
What does it mean to qualify for a World Cup?
Well, it only happens every 4 years.
Yep.
So it's pretty important. And, you know, we've had some, you know, not great situations the last 8 years. So for us, it's getting back on track. You know, soccer, you know, I have to take some giant strides forward. Major League Soccer is doing great, and, you know, United here are doing great in their stadium and the team building. But as a country, we really need to play on the world stage and get to the point where we're really competitive. And I think we are, but you don't have a chance if you can't get there.
And what has been missing from the U.S.?
You know, I think it's challenging because it's a big country, so you got so many styles, and then you got players playing all over the world. And I think change, and you know, so for me, I think it's getting like a core group of players that you can count on for 4 to 6 years. You know, especially in the defense where it's continuity, teamwork is really going to be important. And then we've had some young players that are coming in their own, you know, Christian Pulisic and some world superstars. And so I think it's their turn to step up and produce.
You know, we only see domestically, most of us. You see globally. What is the competition like country to country to try to produce? What's the key? Is it the academies that are the feeder systems? Is it, and what age is it that where you start turning, you know, where you start to figure out who the elite are in your particular country?
Well, I think, you know, I think other countries have a better transition. And that just means, like, you know, from when you're 17 to 21, like, you know, where do you go? And so having more established professional teams where you know what professional soccer looks like and you've become a professional player, a lot of our young players get opportunities, but then they don't play enough, and then they burn out. And also from young ages, I think as a country, you know, we're so, you know, our under 12 teams winning, it's important. But you know, we're not in development per se, and the parents, you know, they think the best person is whoever scores the most goals today, whereas, you know, I think other countries, you know, it's building the foundation of the sport and developing players. So, you know, you're not going to take the final decision until, you know, they're grown up.
Tony Sana is our guest, of course, soccer professional from right here in Minnesota. What's an atmosphere of a World Cup game like when you're playing it live?
You know, it's a lot like what I'd imagine being like a SEC college football game. You know, people, I mean, that's your country you're playing for. And, you know, you bleed for your country. You have people from all over the country. You have people from other countries coming in, you know, representing their countries. You know, the United States is a great place to come visit. So you'll have, you know, players, people from Honduras from that live anywhere in the United States will be making the trip to Minnesota to support their team. So it'll be crazy. It'll be hectic. You know, the cold could deter some people from coming out. But, you know, I think if we can really embrace it and make it a special evening, it has the potential to be historic, just like the Winter Classic and just like Ole Miss Stadium.
Is it more difficult for Minnesota to develop soccer players like yourself that can make it to that elite level because of A, our weather, and B, they don't have many college role models because the University of Minnesota, you know, can't offer soccer, you know, with Title IX and everything, you can't offer men's soccer at the college levels, so they don't have that to look at?
I do think the weather does affect it somewhat. You know, University of St. Thomas now has a Division I team, so I think that's helping. But the weather definitely, you know, it in some sense hurts. But now, like, if you have these domes, and just I'll put a plug in there, we got a dome in St. Paul that our foundation built that's
yes.
free to the public. So the weather, like I said, the weather affects it, but people can play enough that, you know, we're starting to develop a lot of athletes in Minnesota where it's, you know, look at where we are as far as basketball compared to where we were in the early 80s. So,
oh, yeah.
And so it's moving in the right direction. We're starting to develop some players. And, you know, we have one player that's, you know, borderline on the roster for the U.S. team. So it's going in the right direction.
Now the domes that are put up around, I mean, we saw one in Rosemont, and then we'd see one here. Now you're seeing them, you know, fairly accessible within a 5 to 10, 5 mile radius, probably just about everybody in the Twin Cities. What has that done, not just for soccer, but for winter training?
Well, I think it's opened up an opportunity in space, right? And, you know, I think ours is a little different, first of all, as I put in a plug, is ours is the biggest dome in Minnesota, but ours is also open for the public just to come in and play for free time a lot. And so for kids that normally in Minnesota, it's too cold to be outside and there's no gym space, it's access. I think, you know, when you come inside, you'll see players, you know, playing flag football, you know, baseball. So it really, for the serious athlete, you know, it allows you to play all year round. And for the casual athlete, it allows you just to be able to get out there and play and be a kid.
Yeah. And, yeah, I just, you know, I couldn't imagine that you could access those things, but you can literally, I mean, in some of these, and probably yours, you can almost take batting practice in there if you want to play baseball.
Yeah, we have a special section, and we have batting cages and nets in there special for that. So we made sure that we thought about all the sports, and we got lacrosse goals, and you know, they play softball leagues at night, and they got a batting cage and flag football lines and soccer field. So they do it all.
And if you're training to be a soccer player, and we always talk about dry land training for hockey, what is the best dry land training for soccer? What's the weight program? What do you do to try to get bigger, faster, and stronger pertaining specifically to soccer?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different people that will say different things. For me, you know, I think you do the best weight training if you use your core body. So obviously running, you know, sprinting training, I think, you know, whether you lift weights or you use your body as a weight to do stuff, I think strengthening your core is really important, because your base and balance in soccer is so important. And then just being able to play a lot. I think the more you play and get friendly with the ball, the more like you develop higher skill, and that becomes second nature.
Yeah, and the more you play, the better you get, huh?
Rumor has it.
Or can you, in soccer, like we talk about this with basketball sometimes, do kids have to be careful that they don't play too many games and not enough skill training?
Yeah, I mean, if you're only playing competitive games and you're never practicing. But, again, I think it's like when you do the training, I think like the pickup games and playing like in your neighborhoods and playing pickup soccer is one way. It's like playing, you know, street basketball. Like it gives you an opportunity to try stuff out where you don't have to be so robotic. And then you can develop other skill sets and other tools.
And how do you, the United are down there training in Florida. Do you like their roster? Do you like some of the influx of youth?
Yeah, I do. I do like the influx of youth. But, you know, they have some players that have, you know, starting to, like, get a core of the team that's still coming back. And, you know, that's important. And, you know, they're not gonna win the league playing, you know, all young players. But it is good to make investment in the future. At the same time, they have some young players that have started to play over the last couple of years that are now still young, but experienced.
Tony, I always think, though, that series season in the MLS is so long. Do you ever risk burnout there?
I don't know if you risk burnout, but you really got to take care of your body over the course of the year. A lot of things can happen if you don't. You know, the baseball season is long as well. So, but it's more injury and just making smart decisions to take care of your body.
Well, Tony, appreciate it very much. You'll be out there for the official coin toss, right?
I will be out there. Yes, you'll see me.
All right, Tony, appreciate it very much, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
Forgot to tell you. I want to see you at the gala February 26th.
February 26th, I'll be there. Send me the information. We'll talk about it as it gets closer, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet. Tony Sana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.